Now, boys and girls, I want to speak to you this morning. Now, if you're in a car with your mum and dad, you'll come across this sign. And it means that there's roadworks. Every time I see that, I can't get it out of my head. It looks like a man on a stormy day trying to put up an umbrella. Okay, that's not what it looks like. Which brings me into what I want to speak to you about. Here's a man with an umbrella, and he has it up over his head, and he's inside. He's not on the outside, he's standing inside. And people say, oh, you should never put an umbrella up inside a building because it'll bring you bad luck. And boys and girls, whenever you think of this world, so many people speak about bad luck and good luck. A horseshoe will bring you good luck. Oh, if you break a mare 7 years, bad luck, isn't that terrible? If you walk under the ladder, that'll bring you bad luck. Oh, you don't do that. If you find a four-leaf clover, that'll bring you good luck. If you break a wishbone and you get the long piece, that'll bring you good luck and you can make a wish. Oh, beware of Friday the 13th, that's an unlucky day. Boys and girls, do you see all this? I want to speak to you about superstitions and how silly they are. People, fingers crossed at such and such, I'll do it. What difference will that do whether your fingers are crossed or whether your fingers aren't crossed? Some people have lucky numbers. They're lucky number 7, they're lucky numbers 4 or 3, and everything they do, they want to try and use their lucky numbers. Touching wood. You see something wrong, oh, you touch wood, that will never happen to you. Lucky procedures. The football team runs out and the man has to run out last because that'll bring him luck. Or he's putting on his left sock first before his right sock, but he puts on his right boot before his left. And if he does this, this will bring him good luck. Lucky charms. And there's so many of these things, boys and girls. Oh, there's my sign now. Absolute nonsense. These things are absolutely silly. If you love the Lord Jesus Christ, you've given your life to him, keep calm and say no to superstition. As I've already said, they're absolute nonsense. Because whenever we love the Lord Jesus and the Bible is our guide, it'll teach us, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. God is in control. He's in control of all things, and in your life, he's in control. There's no such thing as bad luck and good luck, but you need to live your life to him and seek him and pray to him, and he will be your guide. There's a lovely little phrase, the Lord is my, and there's so many of these, especially in the Psalms, boys and girls. It's great to say that the Lord is my keeper. I don't need good luck or bad luck. The Lord Almighty is my keeper. Isn't that a wonderful thing? The Lord is my strength. Whenever I feel weak, I call upon him and he gives me strength. The Lord is my light. I needn't walk about in the darkness, for he is my light. The Lord is my shield. He will defend me. I don't need bad luck or good luck. The Lord is my rock, one who cannot be moved, one who is always there for me. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my song. And here's a verse I want to leave you with, boys and girls. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. I forgot about that one. How could I forget about that one? The shepherd who cares for us in every way. Here's a verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Whenever you hear people speaking about good luck and bad luck, you can tell them from me, it's absolute nonsense. Trust in the Lord for everything.